dispensary doctors. But the doctor showed no alarm. He made his diagnosis in the context of the wrestler's muscles and iron nerve. How do you feel? Okay, just burned up. Good. You're probably all right. If you feel sick or nauseous, let me know. It is the nature of anticlimax to report that the wrestler did not feel sick. As for nausea, this engulfed the oversensitive among us who witnessed his cavalry charge upon the meatloaf some 15 minutes later. The rifle range also gave me my first full audition of the Marine cursing. There had been slight samplings of it in the barracks, but never anything like the utter blasphemy and obscenity of the rifle range. There were non-commissioned officers there who could not put two sentences together without bridging them with a curse, an oath, an imprecation. To hear them made our flesh creep, made those with any depth of religious feeling flush with anger, and wish to be at the weather-beaten throats of the blasphemers. We would become inured to it in time, have it even on our own lips. We would come to recognize it as meaning no offense. But then it shocked us. How could they develop such facility with mere imprecation? This was no vituperation. It was only cursing, obscenity, blasphemy, profanity, none of which is ever profuse or original, yet it came spouting out in an amazing variety. Always there was the word. Always there was that four-letter ugly sound that men in uniform have expanded into the single substance of the linguistic world. It was a handle, a hyphen, a hyperbole. Verb, noun, modifier, yes, even conjunction. It described food, fatigue, metaphysics. It stood for everything and meant nothing. An insulting word, it was never used to insult. Crudely descriptive of the sexual act, it was never used to describe it. Base, it meant the best. Ugly, it modified beauty. It was the name and the nomenclature of the voice of emptiness. But one heard it from chaplains and captains, from PFCs and PhDs, until, finally, one could only surmise that if a visitor unacquainted with English were to overhear our conversations, he would, in the way of the higher criticism, demonstrate by measurement and numerical incidence that this little word must assuredly be the thing for which we were fighting. On the firing line, angry sergeants filled the air with their cursing, while striving to make riflemen of us in what had become an abbreviated training course. Marines must learn to fire standing, prone, and sitting. Perhaps because the sitting position is the hardest to learn, that posture had some sort of vogue at the Paris Island rifle range. They impressed the fashion upon us for two whole days on that miserable island's blasted, blistering sand dunes. We sat in the sun with sand in our hair, our ears, our eyes, our mouths. The sergeants didn't care where the sand was, as long as it was not on the oiled metal parts of our precious rifles. There was no mercy for the unfortunate man who permitted this to happen. Punishment came swiftly. A hard kick and a horrible oath screamed directly into the miscreant's ear. To assume the sitting position, as the sergeant instructor would say, was to inflict upon yourself the stretching torture of the rack. The rifle was held in the left hand, at the center, or balance of the piece. But the left arm had been inserted through a loop of the rifle sling, which was run up the arm to the bicep, where it was drawn unbelievably tight. Thus held, while sitting with the legs crossed, Buddha style, the butt of the rifle was some few inches away from the right shoulder. The trick was to fit that butt snugly against the right shoulder, so that you could lay the cheek alongside the right hand, sight along the barrel, and fire. The first time I tried it, I concluded it to be impossible, unless my back would part down the middle, permitting each side of my torso to swing around and to the front as though hinged. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, the sling would cut my left arm in two, or my head would snap off from the strain of turning my neck, or I would have to risk it and aim the rifle single-handed as a pistol. Fortunately,